Hello, you're very welcome along to the Aromatherapy Business Podcast. My name is Jenny, and I'm going to be sharing lots of fantastic aromatherapy recipes and tips with you. I'll also share some business strategies for aromatherapists and for holistic therapists. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about an absolutely amazing essential oil that's warming and nurturing and calming. I call this oil my duvet oil, and the reason I do that is because when you use this, it feels as though you've wrapped a warm, cozy duvet around yourself and you're warm and safe and protected. If you haven't guessed what the oil is yet, it is benzoin. Benzoin is a gentle, nurturing oil, and it is fantastic for the skin, for any kind of respiratory infection, for stress. And very surprisingly, it is an amazing oil for pain. Let's just start off with the skin. So if you have dry skin, if you have chapped skin, if you have chapped lips, anything like that, it's also really good for aging skin. You can use benzoin in a moisturizer. And if you tend to have dry skin, I would suggest that you would include it in your moisturizer. You can make your own cream. I actually show you how to do that in one of my courses called Lotions and Potions. I'll pop the link below in the show notes. But you can also use it in your normal moisturiser. I suggest that you would use this in a non-scented moisturiser. To use it in a moisturiser, for anyone who is over 12 years old, who isn't frail, doesn't have sensitive skin, and who isn't pregnant, I would use 2 drops of benzoin to every teaspoon of cream, or whatever carrier that you're going to mix it in. For children who are between the ages of 1 year old and 12 years old, for anyone who's pregnant and anyone who does have sensitive skin, you would use 1 drop of essential oil per teaspoon of your cream. So if you're going to use 10 ml of cream, you would use 2 drops of essential oil. Benzoin is also brilliant as a lip balm. My lips tend to get very chapped, and they used to get so bad that sometimes they'd actually bleed. So very uncomfortable. Every time you talk or smile, it stings like, oh, awful. So a really quick way of making a lip balm is to use coconut oil, and try and get extra virgin coconut oil if you can. Your ingredients would be just coconut oil and benzoin. Just a little tip about coconut oil. It's best, if possible, to get extra virgin, cold-pressed coconut oil. That's the oil that is solid. It actually goes liquid at room temperature. You can buy coconut oil in a health food shop. It will normally cost you an arm and a leg, and you'll often find that it's not actually extra virgin and cold-pressed. The place to get your coconut oil is your local supermarket. Any oil that you can eat is safe to put on your skin. In a supermarket, you'll get coconut oil. Well, in most supermarkets, you'll get coconut oil that is cold-pressed, extra virgin, and cheap as chips. So you get like a big jar of it for maybe 7 euro. That will last you for ages. I'm obviously not quoting the exact price, but supermarket is your place to go for your coconut oil. And coconut oil, I'm going to talk you through the lip balm recipe now, but coconut oil is good for so many things to do with your skin. To make the lip balm, you would simply melt your coconut oil. I wouldn't use a microwave and I wouldn't use a cooker. What I would do is take a teaspoon or whatever amount you want to use of the coconut oil and put it into a small container like maybe an egg cup. And put that into a larger bowl of water, making sure that no water is going to actually mix with the oil. And then when the oil is melted, pour it into a dark glass or a ceramic jar and add 2 drops of benzoin essential oil for anyone who is over 12, who is not pregnant and who doesn't have sensitive skin. For children between the ages of 1 and 12, for anyone who is pregnant or does have sensitive skin, you would use 1 drop of essential oil for every teaspoon of your carrier. I use that and I have never had chapped lips since I've started using it. Absolutely brilliant and cheap as chips and 100% natural. Sure. What more would you be looking for? I have that recipe for you in the show notes. Benzoyl is also outstanding for respiratory infections. You know, your cough, cold, flu, etc. And a couple of ways to use this is either to inhale it. So you might maybe put a drop in the tissue and inhale from the tissue. Or if you have an aromatherapy inhaler, you can use it in your inhaler. And you can also use this as a chest rub. Well, chest and back rub. So what you would do for that is you would use one of the oils that's really good to mix it in would be extra virgin olive oil. Because extra virgin olive oil is anti-inflammatory and pain-killing. Another one that's really good to use too would be castor oil. Castor oil is not only anti-inflammatory and pain-killing, it's also antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. Both of those oils are quite thick to use on their own, so you might want to combine your extra virgin olive oil or your castor oil with a lighter oil like sweet almond oil, which is also anti-inflammatory and pain-killing. So the recipe is, and again, it's super easy. If you take, say, 10 ml, which is 2 teaspoons, of a natural vegetable oil. So say you have 5 ml of castor oil and 5 ml of sweet almond oil. And to that mix, for anyone who is over 12, who doesn't have sensitive skin, and who isn't in any way frail, you would add 4 drops of benzoyl. And just apply it every morning, every evening, more if you like, to the chest and the upper back. And rubbing a little bit under the nose, so yourself or whoever has the respiratory infection is able to inhale it all the time, or smell it all the time. So, really, really effective. Benzoin is amazing as well for anxiety and stress. As I said before, it's a warming, nurturing oil. If you mix it with something, a citrus oil like maybe grapefruit or orange, it is just out of this world, divine. And for anyone who is feeling very stressed and anxious, you can use it in an aromatherapy inhaler, if you have an aromatherapy inhaler, or you could put a drop of benzoin and a drop of your citrus oil, like whatever you choose, grapefruit or sweet orange, to a tissue and inhale that as you need to. You can also use it in a bath. And to use it in a bath, you would mix it in the vegetable oil just as you would for the chest rub. And you would put maybe a couple of drops of that in the bath. Don't put in too much or you'd be sipping all over the place. So if you're making it a bath oil with, say, benzoin and sweet orange, you would use, say, 5 ml of a vegetable oil. You don't necessarily need to use all of that, but it's just easy for the mixing proportions. And in any recipe I'm given, you can make more or less, but do use these proportions. So in 5 ml of your vegetable oil, you would add 1 drop of, say, sweet orange and 1 drop of benzoin. But where benzoin stands out is in its pain-killing properties. I have been using benzoin for years. I use it for the skin, I use it for stress, I use it for respiratory complaints. Absolutely love it to bits. But I was teaching an aromatherapy class and one of the girls in the class had arthritis. And she was at a class, we were talking about benzoin among other things. And the following week she came back in and she said, "Oh, you're right, you know, that benzoin is absolutely great for pain." I used this mixed with extra virgin olive oil and just rubbed on my sore knees and I couldn't believe the difference. But I was thinking, pain? I didn't say benzoin was good for pain. I never heard of benzoin being good for pain. So there I was scratching my head. She obviously misunderstood what I said. So I went back to the books and started looking at them again and thinking, there's no property listed that says benzoin is a painkiller. But benzoin is listed as warming. And warming, as in, it boosts the circulation, so makes the blood flow more efficiently. And then I thought, genius, that obviously, if it's going to help the circulation, it's going to take away waste products, and it's going to bring nutrients to the area. And what is that going to do? That's going to help the pain. Ever since then, I've been talked about how amazing Bensville is for pain, and like that girl actually had quite bad arthritis. She wasn't expecting to get the results she got. I wasn't expecting her to even use it for pain. But it is absolutely fantastic. And I've used it since then for pain with lots of different causes. Benzoin has no known contraindications. You do need to be aware of how many drops you use for different types of people, as in pregnant, not pregnant, etc. I've mentioned that earlier on in this episode, and it's also covered in more detail in episode 2. It's safe to use for young babies in the right amounts, and it's safe to use for pregnant women. I used this a lot myself when I was pregnant, and I found it absolutely fantastic. If you'd like to learn more about essential oils, I have a couple of really good options for you. I have a free course, which is all about how to use essential oils. It walks you through exactly how you use them and the contraindications. You can get that on bit.ly/freearoma. That's bit.ly/freearoma. Free Aroma is all one word with a capital F and a capital A. And I have the link just below the podcast for you as well. My book, A Step-by-Step Guide to Aromatherapy for Common Ailments, is available on Amazon in Kindle and paperback. It has easy but really effective recipes for over 30 common physical ailments and lots more. I have the link for the book just below the podcast as well. I also have a course where I share some fantastic recipes for your skin, your mood, and your health. The recipes include my Cranky Day blend, my Pain and Infection Zapper blend. There's also recipes for skin rejuvenation, for acne, and lots more. And I share a secret that most aromatherapists don't know, that absolutely transformed my blending and got me fantastic results. You can sign up for that course. It's just €27. And the link is bit.ly/aroma/skin/mood/health. So that is bit.ly/aroma/skin/mood/health. All one word, with a capital A, a capital S, a capital M, and a capital H. I have the link below the podcast for you as well. And you're also very welcome to come along and join my free Facebook group, Holistic Business Success. It's a great place for aromatherapists, holistic therapists, and holistic therapy students to come along, ask questions, and get support. And I also share some fantastic aromatherapy tips and information and recipes in there as well. The links to the courses, the book, and the Facebook group are just below the podcast. If you don't see them straight away, just click on the little information button and they all pop up. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll see you for the next episode.